JI4DOS, calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight, this JI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChew portion. This being Wednesday night, RagChew portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the RagChew, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater tonight. We'll go through those first, and then we'll see if we've got any Echolink stations. KC4WGG, that's Mr. Patrick in Rome, Georgia. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride. And 4IEI, Miss Iva, they're up there at Traveler's Rest. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mel, he's in Prosperity. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus, down there in Punta Gorda, Florida. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's down in Simpsonville. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down there in Piedmont. And NC9V, that's Mr. Leon and his sweet bride. KE4DXJ, that's Miss Wendy, they're up there in Hendersonville. And KO4WTQ, that's Mr. Greg, he's over there in Greer. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew, he's down in Simpsonville. And K4GAT, that's Mr. Mike, he's in Simpsonville. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate all of you fine folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all of y'all are doing well. I don't have any Echolink stations up at the moment, so we'll go over to the RF check-in, starting with Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Then Gary, please check in. Kilo Kilo for Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo for Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both B negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter. Kilo Mike for Mike Oscar Quebec Shell. She's in West Shoals and should be negative and negative.
We're DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW. They're down there in Piedmont. And Lorena brings along their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. She's down there in Ware Shoals. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Miss Lorena. Please tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Then 202 Austin
Dallas in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, K4OIM. That's my buddy Walt over there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Walt. Hope you are doing well. Joanne and the rest of the family, we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. Walt, sounds like you're mobile tonight. Were you mobile? We'll go over here and check our Echo Link stations. We've got a couple of Echo Link stations up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Lima Tango, that's KC4PLT, Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. Good evening to you, everyone on the net. And I'll be negative short time.
Eagles. 15 Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee, Hotel Yankee. That's Jim in Berea, negative and negative.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KC4PLT. That's Mr. Richard down there in Pendergrass, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Richard. Hope you are doing well there, young man. And KO4YHY, Mr. Jim over here in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope you are doing well. We'll go back over to the alphabet now. We'll move up to the Quebec Through Tango Group, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. And Kilo, Euclid. Bill and Cowpen. I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS. Hey there, Gary. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4. Quebec, Lima Golf, KO4QLG, this is Chris. I'm in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS, DOS, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha Victor, that's KO4RAV, this is John. I'll be negative and negative tonight in short time.
Net control, please check in, Kilo Foxtrot 4, Charlie Kilo Tango John, and I'm in Honeyapie, South Carolina. Good evening, and good evening to everyone on the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
Liberty, appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well. And KO4RAV, that's Mr. John. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Hope you are doing well. And John, you go ahead and secure your leisure there, young man. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. Got a couple more Echo Link stations up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Folks, I don't know if we're having problems with our Echo Link stations or not, but don't get any audio out of them. Echo Link stations, if you do not have any audio capabilities or it doesn't seem to be working, try sending me a text message. I'd love to get you checked into my log. But something seems amiss on the Echo Link. I'll give you one more chance. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative.
Say good evening to W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Please tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And I got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hey, Gary. Check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself. Good evening to yourself in the net. Negative, negative. And Gary, do be sure and tell Miss Joy that we say hello and hope y'all are having a good evening.
KI4DOS. Please check in, Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey, November Papa. Landed via Echo Link. Liberty, in and out.
W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in Land Was, and we're negative and negative. Good evening.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KA4PQA. That's my buddy Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Please tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KG4WNP, Mr. Landon, and he's down in Liberty tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Landon. Hope you are doing well. And W4WOZ, Mr. Rod, over there in the Land Was. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rod. Hope you are doing well. I hadn't heard you in a while. We got one more Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. John, I see you up there, young man, but I can't write you down unless you check in with me one way or the other. But do appreciate you being with us, and I'll give you another chance in here in a minute or two. Or if not, send me a text message. I'll get you in the log that way. In the meantime, we'll go up to Uniform Through Zulu Group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Gary, hello to you and Joy and everyone on the net. Please check in. N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane in Cleveland. No traffic, no table.
For DOS. Please check in, KQ4WHN, Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel November. My name is Mark, and I'm in Greer. I'll be negative and negative, but hanging around to hear what people are talking about.
So Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey, saying hello over RF. I'm already checked in over the web. Just wanted to say 23 to everybody. Have a good night. Good night.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to say good evening to N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane. He's up there in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Hope you are doing well. Please tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope she's doing well. And KQ4WHN, Mr. Mark over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mark. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Saw you pop up on Echo Link a while ago, and then you dropped back out. But glad you checked in with us via RF. Sounded good last night. You had a good net. Appreciate you calling in. Also like to say good evening to KO4ZEW, Mr. Ben, down there in Simpsonville. He's already checked in via pre-net check-in, but we'll recognize him again since he checked in over RF. Can't write you down twice, Ben, but we will get you in the log and recognize you via RF. But appreciate you being with us and hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Uniform Through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. The next alphabetical group, which is the front of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Bravo Juliet 4. Bravo Kilo India. Jack Daniel Rock Hill, man. Just saying howdy. Y'all have a great one, man. Do me in and out.
For DOS. And Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo. KR4ACR. Terry and more. Just negative and negative. Thank you, Gary.
KI4DOS. Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Alpha Echo. KR4AAE. Steven and Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KJ4BKI, Master Jack up there in Rock Hill. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jack. Hope you are doing well. Good signal into the repeater from Rock Hill. As always, appreciate you taking the time to be with us there, Jack.
And then we got KR4ACR. That's Mr. Terry over there in Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Terry. Hope you are doing well. And KR4AAE. That's Mr. Stephen over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Land control. Come out, AJ4EN, Mobile. Headed to the house there. Y'all have a great night, and I'll be listening.
DOS. Kilo Alpha 4, Foxtrot, Kilo Quebec. KA4FKQ. Jim in 6 Mile. No traffic, no round table. Good evening, Gary. Thanks for calling the net.
KLS in KC4GEE. It's Kilo Charlie 4, Golf Echo Echo. The name is Ken. Location, Moore, South Carolina, in between Spartanburg and Woodruff. No traffic, no comments. Good evening, everyone.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November. KC4EZN, Harry in Candler, North Carolina. I will be negative tonight, Gary. Thanks.
Joy, I said hello. We said hello.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I had a train wreck right there at the end, but I think I got everybody. If I don't call your, read your call sign back, try it again. I would love to get you in the log. Started off with AJ4EN, Mr. Bobby, down there on the mobile, headed towards Oral. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bobby. You be careful out there on the mobile. Appreciate you being with us and hope you are doing well. And KA4FKQ, Mr. Jim over there in 6 Mile. Jim, hadn't heard you in a while there, young man. Hope you are doing well. Appreciate you being with us tonight. And KC4GEE, that's Mr. Ken. He's over there in Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ken. Hope you are doing well. And KC4EZN, that's Mr. Harry. Right there's where I had the train wreck. That's, Harry's up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. And Harry, let you know you went out on the double. And then we got KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Please tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And enjoyed the short visit we had this afternoon. Again, hope y'all are doing well. Any others, Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening, you enjoy it. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, Pointis Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, and I'm hoping that is KI4DOS that is calling this. I didn't hear it. I'll be negative and negative.
The DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to W4IOE. That's Mr. Sid. He's up here in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. C, and hope you are doing well. Please tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope she's doing well. And KK4JFO, Mr. James, he's up there at Tuxedo, up there at the top of the mountain. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And James, it's Wednesday night, and yes, it's me. it's Ernest T. But appreciate you being with us, and hope you are doing well there, young man. We'll go up to the India through Lima group now, since it's already started. I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI-4-DOS. Good evening, Gary and the group. This is Kilo-4-Juliet-Foxtrot, Jim in Simpsonville. No traffic, no chew, but I'll be listening around in the SWAT net.
4-DOS. Gary, thank you for being here for us tonight. Please check in Kilo-4-Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
4-DOS. Gary, please check in Joe, Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, and Greer. I will be in and out, I guess, but I will stick around for the swap net, Gary. Over.
4-DOS. Check in Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango, WW4JET. It's Matthew, Northern Pickens. No traffic, and we'll be listening to the swap net as well. Take care. Thanks for calling the net.
4-DOS in a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4JF, Mr. Jim, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you are doing well. And, Jim, I got a nosy question for you. I cannot remember your sweet bride's name down there in Simpsonville. Tell me what her name is again. Okay, it's Rachel. Her name is Rachel. Go ahead. Alrighty, Jim. That's what I thought it was, but I didn't want to stick my big old fat foot in my little bitty mouth. So I thought I'd ask. Please tell Miss Rachel we said hello and hope all y'all are doing well down there in Simpsonville. Then we got KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna up there in Greer. I appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KK4JD, that's Mr. Joe over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. Hope you are doing well. And WW4JET, Mr. Matthew over there in Northern Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matthew. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the OS.
TOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
4-DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Duncan. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Duncan, I apologize. I missed your net the other night. And I was sitting there. I was reading a book, what I was actually doing. And I guess I got tied up in the book, and I looked up at the clock, and it was 10 minutes till 9. I said, well, I'll get up from here and go in there and check in a minute. And I started reading my book again, and I looked up again, and it was 9:30. And I said, well, maybe he was, you'd be ranked chewing with Mr. John up there in Brown Summit, but I missed it all. I apologize for that there, young man, but that does happen occasionally. But I hope you are doing well, and I apologize for that. All right, we've been through the alphabet, so let's open it up to the big group. All the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
KI-4-DOS. Gary, please check in WB4ZPH. That's Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
Wes. Please check in. Kilo 4 Sierra Mike Victor. KK4 SMB Dale in the metropolis of Ellenborough. Good evening to you, Gary, and your lovely wife, Joyce. Hope y'all have a wonderful evening. I'll be negative, negative, but we'll listen to the swap net.
TOS. This is KC4SKD, Larry. but I want to thank you for calling the net for me last Friday, and I finally got Charlie to check us in by way of Echolink. And it worked okay except on receive. It cut off a little bit, so we were, I don't know what's wrong. Maybe it's his internet or something, but anyway, at least it does work somewhat. And also, I'm going to bring in by telephone relay N9TEC Randall, Nashville, and of course, KF4GGF Charlie in Goose Creek. Hope everybody's having a good evening, Gary. And I'll talk to you later. KC4SKD.
KI4DOS, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray, Bravo, Lloyd, Centerville. I'll be negative and negative.
Bless. Please check in. Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey, Juliet, Tango. KQ4WJT. My name is Seth. I'm in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative.
I4DOS in a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WB4ZPH. That's Mr. David over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. David. Hope you are doing well. David, you won the door prize tonight. You made number 50 on my log so far. Appreciate you being with us, and I hope you are doing well. And KK4SMV, that's Mr. Dale. That's my buddy Dale up there in Evanborough. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dale. Hope you are doing well. Please tell Miss Susan we said hello. Hope she's doing well. And KC4SKD, that's my neighbor Larry and his sweet bride, KG4AHS, Miss Rhonda. Their neighbor's mine over here in Easley, and appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Rhonda we said hello. And Larry brings along his two brothers in TEC. That's Mr. Randall up there in Asheville. And KF4GGF, Mr. Charlie down there in Goose Creek. And appreciate Larry bringing Randall and Charlie along. Larry, it was good to talk to Charlie. I'm glad he checked y'all in on Echo Link. You sounded good. And I do appreciate y'all being with us. Next, we got KO4PXB. That's Mr. Lloyd. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you are doing well. And KQ4WJT. That's Mr. Seth. He's over there in Greenville. Seth, boy, you're sounding good tonight. You must have either swapped radios or done something. I don't know what you might have done, but you're sounding good. Sound like you're sitting right here beside me. Appreciate you being with us, and I hope you are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
DOS. KF0SAN, Kilo Foxtrot 0, Sierra Alpha November. I'm camping up on here, Parrot Mountain. Hopefully I'm getting through to you.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KF0SAN up there camping out on Parrish Mountain. Can I get your name to go with that?
Gothenburg, Nebraska. So we're a bit out.
Off your X a little bit there. I got you're originally from Nebraska, but I got you KF0SAN, and can I get your name? Up in just a little bit. We got you in the log, though. Appreciate you being with us and taking the time to check in with us here on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And if you're going to be in the area for a while, come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you. Got a different net controller each night. The net starts at 9 p.m. But again, we do appreciate you being with us. Any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. I mentioned her or haven't considered her call sign, but I recognize my pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY, and she's in the other room, and she's on the phone with our son, Anthony, KI4DGY, up there in Asheville. So we'll recognize him as well. I mentioned her a whole bunch, but I hadn't recognized her.
but she is in the other room. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. And that means we got everybody. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net? Call KI4DOS.
W4WOZ.
Yes, sir, Mr. Rod, what can we do for you?
An item. I am looking for someone to fix my tuner. Do we have people anymore that actually works on equipment there over?
Rod, there are folks out there that do that. matter of fact, I've been, I haven't worked on any tuners lately, but there are some folks out there. So you're looking for somebody to fix your tuner. What kind of tuner do you have?
It's been such a headache, it's turned into a quest. This is a MFJ-994C. This is an Intelli tuner, and it goes up to like 600 watts. The power switch, push it on, push it off, does not seem to exist anymore. And it has just been a booger. I just thought if I could find someone with better eyes than mine, maybe get this thing back to working.
You have a MFJ-994C Intellituner, and it does not appear that the power switch is working anymore. And you're looking for someone that might repair that or look at it for you to see what they can do with it, correct?
That's correct. I know you got my information, and if you have someone you could recommend, you could just email me that, or anyone else out there could email me that, and they can email me at W4WOZ@live.com.
We got that, and is it anybody need any feels on this tuner that Rod needs to be looked at? Anybody right now, we'll put this in here, and we'll put it up on the web page. And if I think of anybody that might work on it, if nothing else, maybe I'll get it and look at it and see what I can do for you. I don't know that I can repair it, but we'll see what we can do with it. Right now, I've got an amplifier on my workbench, and I've got it recapped and everything put in it. I'm waiting on a relay to come in, and I haven't got it yet. And as soon as I get it, I'm gonna the M1 tube. I'm looking for a 572B tube. Takes four of them, and I got three. I'm still looking for another tube, but I'll find that tube or either order it, and I'll get that thing on the air one of these days. But if I can think of anybody that might do a better job of that, I'll let you know. Over.
Sir, appreciate it, and didn't want to hold up the net. I know everybody's got to want to spend some money here in the next few minutes. W4WOZ. Thank you.
Sorry nobody came back at this time, but we'll run this for a few weeks, and if I can't think of anybody, I'll see what I can do with it. Try not to work on too much of anybody else's stuff. I try to keep mine up and running, but here how it goes. I've got a magnifying lens with a light around it so I can see that little stuff. My eyes ain't as good as they used to be. My hands ain't as steel as they used to be. So anyway, we'll see what we can do to help you out there, young man. But in the meantime, you take care. Appreciate you being with us. Anyone else with anything else they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the swap dead book called JI4DOS? DOS in the Blue Ridge, 2 meter swap. Well, before I start the swap net, let's see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter swap net. First item up on the swap net book is for sale. It's a Yaesu FP107E. That's a 22 to 25 amp power supply that has a built-in speaker, and he would like $60 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. Fella has some copper, half-inch copper J-pole antennas. He would like $50 each for these antennas. Does anyone need any fields? Them up is for sale. Fella has three of the older ARRL handbooks. One is a 1961, one's a 1966, and the other one's a 1971. He said they're all in great shape if you would like to put them in your library. You know, put them in your ham shack over there on the shelf for the rest of your books. He would like $60 for all three of them. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT1802. That's a 2 meter monobander radio. They would like $80 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The map is for sale. It's a Heil ICM microphone, and this is a boom mic. It was made especially for ICOM rigs. He's been running it on an ICOM 7300. But he said it, they made it for ICOM rigs and, you know, to work with ICOMs. It comes complete with the boom, the spider suspension, the vibration isolator, the foam wind sock, the cable, and it would like stand the microphone for $75. Does anyone need any fields? That is for sale. It's an Innovato Quadra. That's a world clock. It's a little computer that you plug in and hook it up to your monitor or TV, and it would like $60 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT65. That's a dual band HT. It's new, still in the box, and they would like $150 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is looking for, if I got a fellow looking for a top cover for an MFJ 989 antenna tuner. He had his in a rack mount, and he was looking for a top cover to dress it back up again. He said if you had a 989, he might be interested in the whole thing, but he's looking for the top cover. Does anyone need any fields? But if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KI4DOS.
DOS. Tom, KR4BLX, Tom in Greenville, South Carolina.
KR4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Like to say good evening, KR4BLX, Master Tom over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Hope you are doing well. That's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter swap net continuing. The next for sale, it's an Ameritron AL811. That's an HF amplifier. He said new, it costs $1,400. He said to make an offer on it. Does anyone need any fields? Because again, I got another Echolink station that just popped up. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS. The Echolink station, the last three letters are BVG, Bravo Victor Golf. If you do not have audio capabilities, shoot me a text message. I'll get you checked into the net that way. Give you one more chance to do it via audio. Go ahead. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. They would like to say good evening to KR4BVG. That's Christian, and he says input not working. He's checking it out. So we got you in the log here, Christian. Appreciate you being with us, and I hope you are doing well there, young man. Alrighty, it's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up on the swap net book is for sale. A fella has three matched 811A tubes. He said brand new, they're $150. He said to make him an offer on it. Does anyone need any fuels? Up is for sale. It's an MFJ 962. That's a 1.5 kW antenna tuner. He said new, it cost him $269. He said to make an offer on it. Does anyone need any fuels? Up is for sale. It's a VGC VRN 7500. That's a Bluetooth radio. You can hook it up to your phone. It is a 2-meter 440 transceiver. He said, but you can hook it up to your phone or your Bluetooth or whatever. And they would like $150 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS570D. He would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Is for sale. It's an Astron 70 amp power supply. It's a 220 volt power supply. It's brand new and he would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Item up is for sale. It's a PALSTAR antenna tuner. He did not give me the model number on it, but it is one of the high-end ones. He would like $1,200 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? We got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Tar Heel 200 HP screwdriver antenna. It's got the top hat, a 6-foot stinger, and a truck mount. And he would like $675 for all of it. Does anyone need any fuels? Going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight. Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Had a couple of new items. We'll run those for a few weeks. When you sell or find these items you're looking for, let me know. That way I can take them off my book and keep my book straight on this end. Do we have any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Have I missed anyone for comments, or is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? I didn't have anybody listed for rank you tonight. Any other comments or any other check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
This is KK4SMB. Gary, I'd just like to make a brief comment. How much I appreciate this SwapNet. Just mention the service it's been to me and my son. My son bought his first HF radio on this SwapNet back almost 12 years ago. It was a Kenwood 450 SAT, and he kept it up until just about a year ago when he bought another radio and sold it to an elderly gentleman that was very satisfied with it. Back a few months ago, bought a LDG AT1000 Pro 2 auto tuner off this SwapNet. And you know, the people we've dealt with have been outstanding individuals. And this SwapNet serves a great purpose here in the amateur community, and we're very grateful for it.
That I've enjoyed doing it for so many years. There's been a lot of things bought and sold and swapped and traded over this, you know, because of this. But I enjoy it. That's one of the things that I get kind of a kick out of. I try to keep the web page up, but I got behind on it. But it's current now, to the best of my knowledge. I've Got a few folks that don't let me know, you know, when they sell something or if they find something and I have to go back and do some checking. And that's okay, you know, that's, it's not on there where they can, you know, just put something on there, delete it themselves or, you know, whatnot. So I find I need to go in there and do that. But I did that for a reason, you know, I am related when it's put on there. But that's okay. And I enjoy it. It's a privilege to be able to do that. I was going to ask you, did you know about the Roadshow Radio Club Swap Net and Fox Hunt that's going to be up in Hendersonville coming up May the 10th?
Yes, I knew they were getting back going on that. That's a good group of guys also. I'm familiar with a lot of those guys, and, you know, I know Uncle Ock and Chet and those boys. And I don't get up there usually for that, but that is a good group of guys. Andrew used to go up there and fox hunt with them a lot.
Well, I got sent a thing on it to tell me when it was going to be. I'm going to ride up there May the 10th, and yeah, it goes from 9 to 12, and it's going to be at that, oh gosh, I can't remember the name of the place now. Have to go back and pull the flyer up. But it's going to be up there on the 176, or I think that's what it is, highway. Goes into Hendersonville, but yeah, just up above the Ingles store there, be on the left side of the road. So, but I think I'm gonna go up there and visit with them for a little bit and see what's going on. And you know, we're getting our ham fest and things like that seem to be shrinking there, Dale.
They sure do. And something else, I guess I'm amiss for not mentioning this tonight, Gary. But the McDowell Amateur Radio Club has a swap meet going on this Saturday there at their clubhouse there in downtown Marion. It's kind of on the back street back there. And they usually have a pretty good little swap meet. I think they do it about two or three times a year.
Into that, yeah, that's not too bad a drive up there, and we got some friends that live right on up the road there in Statesville, and so yeah, we might plan a trip up there if I can find out when they're having their little swap meets, and then go up there one day.
Right, I think I'm gonna ride up there Saturday if weather's cooperative. I'd like to go up there. I know quite a few of the guys in the McDowell Club. And, you know, Gary, there's not a whole lot of things I need these days, but the fellowship of getting to see hams that I've met and talked with through the years and spend a little time with them, that's a valuable thing nowadays because we're not getting any younger.
That's the truth. I don't need anything either, really, Dale. But it's so much fun to go up there and see the smiling faces that, you know, for people you hadn't seen in a year or 2 years or, you know, first time you ever met them. I remember the first time I met OC at W4IOE. It was up there at the Waynesville Ham Fest. Back then, I think they called it the Asheville Ham Fest, but it was up there in Waynesville. And I was inside the building, and me and the wife was there, and we were talking, and I heard this man talking behind me, and I looked at Joy, and I said, "You know who that is back there?" She said, "Let me listen." And she said, "Is that Sid?" And I said, "I think it is." And I turned around and met Sid, and looked at, you know, it just tickled me to death. That was one of the most memorable meetings of anybody that I've met, all of them are memorable, but this one in particular, because I didn't say anything, you know, I just spoke to him, and he knew who I was, just the sound of our voices, and that is really something special if you hadn't done that.
It really is, and you know, there's so many times I'll hear a voice, and I know immediately who that ham is, and That's an exciting thing, no doubt. And you know, old Chet up there, he's that way, and Uncle Ock, and Bill Nyes, Ben Nyes, and you know, there's a number of them that way. You've got a very distinctive voice. I've been told I do. I don't know if I do or don't, because other people don't hear us the way we think we sound. But, and you know, I've got a radio here that I'm in the process of programming up for M4BXB. He hadn't been on here in a while, so I'm putting this repeater in so he can check in with you again.
Dale, how's Herb doing? I hadn't heard him in a long, long time. I looked for him up there at the Shelby Ham Fest, and the folks in the club said that he had parted ways with them. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know, but I miss hearing old Herb.
He kind of, we were talking at the club one night, and he said, I think I've just grown too old to be a part of the club, and he quit. Didn't come back, but he and I have stayed in touch. In fact, he invited me to go fishing with him, and I'm programming the radio for him. And listen, I don't want to be mad at anybody, and don't want anybody being mad at me. And so I'm trying to help him out, and hopefully he'll come back around.
I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Yeah, we get accustomed to hearing all these folks on the radio, and then all of a sudden we don't hear them. But we don't take the time to pick the phone up and say, hey, is everything okay? You know, you don't know what's happened to them, and a lot of times, and sometimes they get a little mad spot, you know, and get their feathers ruffled, and they go away for a little while, but most of the time, there's an illness or there's a reason that they don't get on the radio. I remember years ago, I was over at my father-in-law's house. He was a ham, WB4YUO. That's Joy's dad, or it was. And, well, it still is her dad, but he's passed away now. But I don't remember what we were doing. We were down in his basement working on something, and the phone rang, and they hollered down and told him to pick the phone up, and it was one of his ham buddies. Wanted to know, says, where have you been? Says, you mad at us? He said, no, my station got hit by lightning and took everything out. So he had some other friends come over, and they helped him get everything put back together and put up new antennas and this sort of thing. But you never know what, if you quit hearing them, we need to pick the phone up and call and say, hey, y'all, you okay?
Absolutely, I agree, Gary. I went through that lightning deal back about, I guess, 3 years ago. And it took out my HF rig, it took out my UHF, VHF antenna, my computer, little TNC I had here, and took out both my HF antennas. One of them blowed the antenna in two, got the bowl and blowed it apart, the coax. I mean, it went through everything like it does the salts, but I got back up and going, and, you know, I figured, hey, I'd made nearly 10 years without anything happening, so I'd done pretty good, so I'm a little more cautious now than I used to be.
But, you know, I hope you get that radio program done for Herb up there in Shelby. I miss hearing him every once in a while. Yeah, he's always had a good signal into the repeater, and he's put a lot of stuff on the swap net from time to time, and bought stuff off of it and everything else. So, yeah, I miss old Herb. I hadn't heard him in a while, and next time you talk to him, you be sure to tell him I said hey.
I most definitely will. When we was going over what repeaters he wanted in here, he didn't name many. I said, you want one down there at Greenville with old Gary on it, don't you? He said, yeah. He said, I forgot about that. I said, yeah. I said, you won't be able to check in with Gary.
And, oh, there's a, oh gosh, let me think of